extended closure, resourcer, and packet. Here are a variety of activities that you can complete while we are on our continued extended closure. There are a variety of reading, spelling corrections, and math problems to work through. I divide the packet into three parts, week one, week two, and extra work in week three. During each week, I've planned for the work to be completed over 3 days in that week. I wanted to keep the work more minimal so that your student can focus on their other main classes and get that work done. Each activity should take about 15 to 20 minutes. I see the majority of my students in Resource Room on an every other day basis, so that is why I plan for work during 3 days each week. I did include extra work in the third section, so extension activities during week three are there in case they are needed. As a reminder, all these activities are based on skills that have been taught in Resource Room or other classes for the school year. These activities are based on those skills and additional skills connected to IEP goals. Please complete what you can and ask me questions as needed. Week 1, April 6th through the 10th. Monday, endangered species reading and short response questions on page 2. Wednesday, Eastern Mad Libs on page 3. And Friday, two-step equations on page 4. Week 2, April 13th through the 17th. Monday, Amazon Rainforest reading with multiple choice questions and writing response on pages 5 and 6. Wednesday, Dolphin Main Idea and Key Details on page 7. And Friday, Integer Word Problems on page 8. Week 3, April 20th through the 24th. Monday, Water Cycle Reading and Short Response Questions on page 9. Wednesday, Sentence and Paragraph Corrections, pages 10 through 11. And Friday, Combining Like Terms on page 12. Please reach out to me with any questions you may have. I can be reached via email at sdevlin@gscbosies.org. I will be checking my email daily. If you would like more work to complete, please let me know and I can send that through email. Page 2, Endangered Species Reading. Today, some type of animals are an endangered species. This means that there are very few animals of that kind left on Earth. The animals could face extinction. Extinction is when all the animals of that kind die. When a type of animal is extinct, it is gone forever. One problem for animals is that their habitat is sometimes destroyed by humans. As human populations increase, more and more space is needed for people. Building areas for people to live pushed animals out of their natural homes. Forests and swamp habitats are the most threatened. Trees are cut down to make room for homes and businesses. Swamps are filled in so that neighborhoods can expand. The habitat is destroyed. The animals have nowhere else to go. Without a habitat, the number of animals begins to go down. Humans must prevent the extinction of animals due to the loss of their habitat. We have to become more aware of animal populations when considering building and expansion projects. Other options may not be as convenient, but the survival of the animals needs to be taken into consideration. Better planning and an awareness of how human actions affect animals can make a difference. It is still possible to maintain a diverse animal population for future generations to enjoy. Another major cause of endangerment of animals is overhunting by humans. The practice of shooting animals as a sport can quickly bring the animals to extinction. This is a worldwide problem. The governments of countries around the world must unite to agree on laws regarding animals. Some animals may have large enough populations so hunting will not endanger them. Others must be protected. There's still hope for animals who are already on the endangered species list. Some organizations are working hard to recreate habitats for them. Breeding programs are helping animal populations increase. We all have to be aware and think before we act. The things we can do affect more than just ourselves. Directions. Answer the following questions based on the reading passage. Don't forget to go back to the passage whenever necessary to find and confirm your answers. Make sure that you restate and answer each question. Number one, what would be the result if worldwide laws were passed to protect animal habitats? Number two, give an example of something that can be done to help keep endangered animals from becoming extinct. Number three, which statement supports the idea that the author believes animals need to be protected? Number four, based on the article, what does extinction mean? And number five, what is one way that humans affect animal populations? Page three, Easter Mad Lib. I love Easter. One of the main reasons is the hunt that we have for chocolate eggs. This Easter, though, the egg hunt was a little strange. It was as strange as a blank, farm animal, blank, verb, torch, a blank, synonym for big, blank, object that has a circle shape. I was in the park with blank, friend's name, and we were hunting for eggs. We came across a tree that was shaped like a blank, an American president, and decided to climb up it. As we climbed further up, we noticed the branches were blank color, with blank, another color, spots. When we looked up, we could see something shiny sitting on a branch. We hoped it was a chocolate egg. The higher we got, the more we hoped we would find a chocolate treat. After climbing for what felt like 17 years, felt like blank, an amount of time, hours, days, weeks, months, or years, we reached the shiny object. It was wrapped up in the pages of a blank, your favorite comic or magazine, and we unwrapped it to find a chocolate egg. We couldn't wait to taste it, but after the first bite, we noticed it was the flavor of blank, your least favorite meal. What a shame. Luckily, when we got down, there was a basket at the bottom filled with blank, a high number, of our favorite chocolate eggs. Come to think of it, it wasn't such a bad Easter after all. And page 4. Two-step equation practice. Please solve each equation. Make sure to complete the check. Use the examples to help. Examples. 3x minus 7 equals 20. Add 7 to each side. 3x equals 27. Divide by 3, and x equals 9. Other example. 5x plus 9 equals 109. Subtract 9 from each side. 5x equals 100. Divide by 5, and x equals 20. Number 1, 8x minus 2 equals 44. Number 2, 2x plus 3 equals 43. Number 3, 2x minus 6 equals 12. Number 4, 4x plus 7 equals 15. Number 5, 7x minus 3 equals 18. Number 6, 5x plus 15 equals 70. Number 7, 3x minus 5 equals 22. Number 8, 1x plus 15 equals 26. Number 9, 12x minus 12 equals 120. And number 10, 7x plus 12 equals 61.